The Cardinal Stage Company returns to the intimate Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center for Martin McDonagh's wildly comic Irish play of battling brothers, The Lonesome West. McDonagh's take on the Cain and Abel story focuses on the brothers Coleman and Valine Connor. Cardinal's assembled a varied cast for the show. Coleman is played with a gleeful malice that simply bubbles over by Cardinal veteran Mike Price. His game but hapless brother Valine is Kevin Lee Guthridge, the incoming artistic director for the Shawnee Theater. Struggling to stand between them is the Phoenix Theater's John Michael Goodman as Father Welsh. Commenting wryly from the side is the IU Theater's Alina Cheshire as Gerlene Kelleher, in a role that she calls the Lonesome West shot of estrogen. Kudos to set designer Shane Sinoff for cleverly incorporating the Fire Bay's original brickwork into the Connors' beat-up living room. As the energy and the alcohol swirl, the whole crazy fabric of McDonagh's imaginary town of Leenane is put on view. There's a daughter who killed her mother with a poker, a grave digger-upper who may have used an axe on his wife, and a policeman who, for no special reason, walks into the sea. The priest says he never drank until he came to Leenane, and we can sympathize. It's a dark, vulgar play, but Randy White's tight direction and the sheer energy of the production keep the humor very much in evidence. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of The Lonesome West plays Thursdays and Fridays at 7:30, Saturdays at 3 and 8, and Sundays at 2 and 7 through April 10th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.